أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. Say, O kafirin, those who reject faith, I do not worship what you worship, and you do not worship what I worship, nor am I going to worship what you worship, nor are you going to worship what I worship. You are responsible for your ways, and I am responsible for mine. As Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to very often recite these two surahs, Surah Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun and Qul Huwallahu Ahad, in the sunnats of the Fajr, in the sunnats of the Maghrib, and the first two rakats of Tahajjud. It is also advisable that this surah, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, be recited at the time of sleep, because it's a declaration of immunity. You have freed yourself and cleared yourself from all type of kufr and the kafirs as well. Nabi Sam was stung by a scorpion and he recited Qul Ya Ayyul Kafirun, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, and applied water over that area. Jubair ibn Mut'im radiyallahu anhu was advised that when you are traveling and recite this surah, Qul Ya Ayyul Kafirun, Iza Ja'a Nasrullah, Qul Huwa Allah, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, five surahs in all, commencing each surah with Bismillah and ending all the surahs with Bismillah. So it will be six Bismillahs and five surahs that are going to be recited. So recite this whilst you are traveling. Jubair ibn Mut'im radiyallahu anhu says that thereafter I was most prosperous in my journeys, in my travels, came back much more prosperous than I had left. The kafirs had made some proposal to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, realizing that Nabi sallallahu was growing in strength, so they needed to do something to suppress the growth of Islam. So they made some proposals to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will give you all the wealth that we possess and all the women. All we need you to do is to step down. Don't proclaim this message of yours. And if you can't do this, then at least do this much. At least show some consideration to our gods or false idols. Just pass your hands over them. And if this is also not possible, then we come to some solution that we will worship your ways one year, and the next year you will worship our ways. So every alternate year, we will swap around. You will adopt our ways, and we will adopt your ways. This verse, the surah was revealed, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, to declare our immunity and to declare that we've got nothing to do with you. La abudu ma ta'abudun, not present, not in the future, will I ever worship your ways. And this can also be translated that I will not follow your ancestral false ways. Your ancestral false gods I will not worship. I will not follow that path. And nor will you follow my ways. I am for the truth. I am for honesty and righteousness. So when I am for honesty and righteousness, then it's impossible for me to ever part from my way and go on to the way of falsehood. And you people are so stuck in your falsehood, you don't wish to turn away, you don't wish to reflect and think. So it's not going to be possible for you to part away from your ways and come to the way of righteousness. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You are going to be responsible for your ways and I will be responsible for my ways. There's no need to say that this surah, na'uzu billah, is cancelled, for this will stand to this day. You will follow your ways and then you will be responsible and answerable for the method and the way that you have adopted. And I will follow my way and I'll be answerable for what I have chosen for myself. So the da'i will respectfully do his da'wat, and after he's accomplished his da'wat, then he closes up and ends his da'wat by saying, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. That I've done my work, I've extended my invitation, I've passed on the message of Allah Ta'ala. Now it's for you to decide. There is no compulsion in the acceptance of Islam, so you decide what you want. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the help of Allah Ta'ala comes and victory, and you see people entering into the deen of Allah Ta'ala in crowds, then celebrate the praises of your Rabb and beg His forgiveness, for He is most forgiving. In Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was much a hunted man and a persecuted man. Then his migration to Medina Munawwara, all the forces of truth, righteousness rallied around Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those that had conspired against the truth, their conspiracies and their strategies had recoiled against them, had worked against them. In the meanwhile, the people around Medina Munawwara began to see the goodness of Islam and they began to recognize, identify the truth, and they came in. And before we knew it, before Nabi Sallam's earthly mission had ended and the soil had been prepared for the entire world to accept Islam, here we see as Nabi Sallam is coming to the end of his mission, of his life, and big tracts of lands, countries are accepting Islam. 700 people are coming just from Yemen alone, reciting the Takbir, coming into Medina Munawwara to pledge their allegiance and loyalty to Islam. So, when this surah has been revealed, it marks the end of the mission of a Nabi. For the work of a Nabi is to see that the word of Allah Ta'ala has been delivered satisfactorily and correctly. So, and when the word of Allah Ta'ala has been delivered and people are coming into Islam, so the mission of the Nabi has ended, it is time for him to leave the world. Hence, when this surah was revealed, then the rest of the Sahaba Kiram began to rejoice that this is, after all, the prize of all our efforts, the crown of our efforts. We are witnessing with our eyes. Now when we are living in persecution, in difficulty, now we are seeing the victory of Islam, we are seeing the help of Allah Ta'ala, the wealth is pouring into Islam, into Medina Munawwara, and people are coming in crowds into Islam. So they began to rejoice and celebrate, and in the meanwhile, that Abbas cried bitterly. When he was asked, it is a time to celebrate and rejoice, why do you cry? So he says, this marks the end of the life of a Nabi. And this was true in a few months or a year or 2 years thereafter, and Nabi Sallam left the world. So therefore they say, this is about the last complete surah to be revealed upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The first surah to be revealed completely was Surah Fatiha, and the first verses to be revealed with Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And then the last ayat that is to be revealed, that was revealed, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the last concluding verses of Surah Baqarah. So, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, at a time of victory, at a time that we see the help of Allah Ta'ala pouring upon us, is it a time for us to be exulting and to be proud and arrogant, show an attitude, or how are we expected to behave? رَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, when you see people entering into the truth, into the deen of Allah Ta'ala in big crowds, then Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, illustrating to us what is your response supposed to be. Then celebrate the praises of your Rabb and beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, Nabi Sam would recite this much in his namaz, in the state of ruku and sajda. Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayh. Or any similar dua containing the tasbih, the praises of Allah ta'ala, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah. These are the words to be recited when a person is noticing now, I'm approaching the end after he's come to 50, and he's passed the 50 mark, so as though it's a decline, everything is wearing out in him, and it's signaling the time of departure. So the time of departure, you need to round up your affairs, see that everything is in place. So the three commands, reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Astaghfirullah. So, at this moment, a mu'min and a believer will become much, much more humble when he sees the help of Allah Ta'ala and the victory of Allah Ta'ala coming to him. Instead of being proud with his numbers, he would rather turn to humility, asking and begging Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and declaring that whatever has happened by the praise of Allah Ta'ala, the grace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. One of the du'as that are reported, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayhi. And the other, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika, Allahumma ghfirli. These are the du'as that are to be recited when one is approaching the end. Innahu kana tawwaba, together with showing humility, improving our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, declaring and announcing that all this, whatever has happened, it is purely the grace of Allah Ta'ala. If we were left to ourselves, definitely we would have fallen into problems, into difficulties. We would have been nothing left for us to be falling astray. But it is just the grace of Allah Ta'ala that has supported us, and we require this grace of Allah Ta'ala to support us right till the end of this journey. Innahu kana tawwaba, together with humbling ourselves, asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and with that firm conviction that Allah Ta'ala definitely will forgive us, for He is most forgiving. May Allah give us tawfiq.